This is the Featured Business of the Week, a feature of LM Communications Radio Group. I'm Skip Elliott, along with my friend and my pickleball partner, Alan Stein. Hello, Alan.
How you doing there, Skip?
I'm doing good.
We got a good one. I hope.
Oh, I am well. We got a great one this week. We're talking
with
Steve Hoffman, Executive Director of Norton Center for the Arts. Hello, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
We're glad to have you, Steve. Let's start off by just talking a little bit about the jewel of Central Kentucky, Center College, and what is the Norton Center's relationship and how does all that work?
You know, I love to think, to refer back to the president of Center College, and the Norton Center is part of the college. It's a department, basically.
Okay.
And our president will freely say that you know, Center College does not have an NCAA Division I basketball team like UK has, or a football team like Ohio State has, or, you know, anything at that level. But he says, we have the Norton Center, and that is our NCAA Division I team. And that's the opportunity. That's the way we can really connect with our community and our region beyond the academics of the college. That's what gets people to come to the college and be aware of it.
Isn't it the only one that has ever hosted a vice presidential debate in the area?
I think it is. And we've
done that twice. Yeah.
Yeah. 2000 and 2012. 2012. Yes.
And I was lucky enough to be in the audience for one of them. It was a really amazing experience. I've been fortunate over the years to spend a lot of time over at Center and at the Norton Center. So many of the great shows, and we're going to get into that in just a little bit. But the venue is amazing. The campus itself is beautiful. For folks who are listening who've never been over to Danville and to Center College, it's worth the drive. It's one of the prettiest settings that you'll ever find anywhere, and it is certainly something that ought to be on everyone's bucket list.
Well, the college is stunning. It really has that traditional feel of a southern small liberal arts college, and then you see the Norton Center. And that building, which was built in 1973, was designed through the Frank Lloyd Wright Foundation. So it's actually a Frank Lloyd Wright.
Well, let's talk about that just a little bit. Tell us the history of the building itself.
So Wes Peters is the architect, and he was the son-in-law of Frank Lloyd Wright and the chief apprentice after Wright died. And he was the, you know, the person to really add this kind of odd contemporary building to the campus. There was a trustee of the college who said, I want to build this. I want to have a performing arts center that would serve the region. And the president of the college said, that's incredible. That's what we need. We have no money for that. And the trustee said, well, I'm in New York. I'll figure it out. And he raised all the money for the Norton Center, and it was the regional arts center at the time, without using college dollars. And that was pretty remarkable. He also happened to be Frank Lloyd Wright's lawyer, and he was on the board of trustees at the Guggenheim Museum and Foundation. So he had those connections to really put these pieces together.
I've heard the story also added to that some of the folks who became benefactors knew of Center College from its great, and I mean great, football history.
Yes.
Which most people don't know very much about these days, but 100 years ago, Center was one of the college football powers in the country.
And we have a saying on campus, you learn it very quickly, and that's C6HO. And that stood for Center 6, Harvard 0.
It's the game.
The game of all games. Right. And so it's pretty remarkable.
The game of the century, it was called.
Yes.
At least at that time, subsequent many other games of the century. But, you know, that's
the
way
that goes. We had one last week.
There's one every week, pretty much, it seems like. Well, let's talk about how the operation at the Norton Center works. Mm-hmm. What is your goal, your function, your mission?
Well, our mission really is to provide amazing artistry to our community, and the community is broad. It's like an hour radius and beyond. We're drawing people from around the country. People fly in from California. They fly in from Georgia. They're driving in from Detroit for specific shows. And on the one hand, we are trying to bring in top artists like Yo-Yo Ma, Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson, the Vienna Philharmonic. We have the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra.
Well, Dudamel.
Yes, Dudamel with the Vienna Phil.
Unbelievable.
So we're bringing in these artists, and that, considering ourselves a Division I team,
right.
People say, how do you do that? How can Center College in Central Kentucky be bringing in these artists and having them available in our community? We don't have to drive to New York. We don't have to fly to Chicago. We don't have to go very far to get the top quality in the world sometimes. The other part of our mission is connecting with the campus community and the community at large. And my belief is making the arts relevant in the community. So you have an opportunity to bring in a string quartet. Well, they're going to perform, but what can we do that makes it even deeper? And so we might do a masterclass with students. We might offer a matinee with K-12 and bus students in for the performance. So there's different ways. You know, we have a program coming up in March that has a piano, clarinet, and flutes trio, and two of the musicians are African American. One is the principal clarinetist for the New York Philharmonic.
Wow.
What makes him even more special is he is the very first African American musician that the New York Phil has placed in a chair position, a principal position.
Is that right? Wow.
After all these years, the first. Wow. And so we're going to have a conversation about classical music and racism. And, you know, how things have changed. Have they changed? And so there's different types of ways that we really can help the community and have deeper conversations while also entertaining and providing just stellar programming.
Well, it goes often beyond the arts sometimes, too. I was fortunate enough to have been approached by one of your predecessors a number of years ago to help support a Holocaust exhibit mm-hmm. in the center. And that brought thousands, if not tens of thousands of folks to Center College outside of just the normal concert and arts series. So the Norton Center itself is a major, major player here in Central Kentucky in a lot of different areas.
Definitely. I want to talk about the two theaters you've got.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of places just have one main place for concerts and things like that. But you've got two. You've got Newlin Hall, which is a 1,470 seat theater. And then the intimate, I love this one, the Weisiger Theater at 367 seats.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between the two of them and what
how do you use them?
Yeah. Right. So the Newlin Hall is more of a traditional proscenium stage. So it's where you would go with the curtain up and everyone's facing forward, and it's a Broadway type house. We can bring in the top Broadway musicals. We have Finding Neverland coming this year. We can bring in the top bands. We had Styx here. We had a tribute to the Beatles with Todd Rundgren and Christopher Cross and Mickey Dolenz and the singer from Chicago. I mean, it was just incredible. So we can bring in these very large programs. We can bring in the Vienna Philharmonic or the Cincinnati Symphony with 90 musicians on stage, and it has an orchestra shell. So it's really meant to provide big, robust programs and theater and amplified or acoustic. The hall is really great for that.
Are you in competition with other I know mm-hmm. with venue, but what makes them say, let's go to Danville rather than Rupp Arena or something like that?
So I love to use Rupp Arena as a comparison because, especially like when we had Dolly Parton, when we put in an offer to bring Dolly a few years ago, we were competing with the Yum Center.
Mm-hmm.
And they had also put in an offer. We can sit our entire Newlin Hall audience, and it's still not taking up the entire floor section of Yum Center. So you get that intimacy
mm-hmm.
and, you know, people sometimes go, wow, tickets are expensive. And sometimes that it's all perception. They can be. But if you look at the Yum Center or Rupp Arena and the floor seats, sometimes you're paying twice as much
right.
for those tickets than what you're paying for even the closest seats in our venue. So the intimacy, you know, Dolly Parton walked out on stage and she said, I shouldn't be here. This stage is so intimate. It's so cool that you're just like right here. And I contrast that with the Weisiger Theater, which is a 367 seat theater. And that one is a three-quarter thrust stage. So it's a half circle of seating with the stage in the middle.
Wow.
So and like a halfway. So it's very, very intimate. It's seven rows. Mm-hmm. So Leanne Womack walked out on stage. We actually brought her into that theater, not the big one. And she walked out and said, "It's like you're in my living room." And, you know, and I loved that. I'll never forget that because it was like a house concert. It was very intimate and the acoustics are impeccable. And the audience is just so close. And there's in both venues, there's not a bad seat.
And I think the artist feels different in a small closed-in environment like that. We've heard things of there's a CD out that was the Rolling Stones recorded Sticky Fingers, I think, in a lounge in Los Angeles. Sounds great, but you could feel the audience in there.
There's a synergy.
Yeah.
I call that a synergy where the artist is playing a great music or doing a great theatrical production or dance, and it's giving off the energy, and the audience is so close and engaged that they are giving back energy that right. The artist can feel. They can hear, even if it's dead silent, and everyone is so focused on the art and the program, the artists know there's this major connection.
What's the biggest artist to ever come there?
Wow. That's a good question. You know, I'm thinking Tony Bennett, Yo-Yo Ma, the Vienna Philharmonic, the New York Philharmonic, Dolly Parton. I mean, those certainly come to mind at the top of my head.
But virtually every traveling musical or Broadway show has also found its way to the stage at the Norton Center over the years, too.
Yes.
And it's, you know, we mentioned a couple of other venues that are in our region. But the Norton Center has always traditionally maintained its place at the top of that list. And there are more and more of these regional opportunities for folks to go see some of these things. But it seems to me, certainly for me, if it's at the Norton Center, that's where you want to go.
Right. And quality has to be number one. Right. I've always said that Yo-Yo Ma can have a bad night. He usually doesn't. But, you know, maybe he has a cold that day or something, and the audience can feel that. My hope is that people walk away saying that experience at the Norton Center was great. And we go beyond what others might offer because we have a paid usher pool and student worker pool that really it's all students. They are very engaged. They know they're representing the college and they want the audience and people coming, whether for the first time or the last to, or the next or the next or the next to have an amazing experience regardless of the quality of the performance.
This is the Featured Business of the Week, a feature of LM Communications Radio Group. We're speaking with Steve Hoffman, the executive director of the Norton Center for the Arts. And I understand you got some great shows coming up. And we had a great one on Friday with the Under the Street Lamp, the Hip to the Holidays.
Yes, that was the second time Under the Street Lamp has played the Norton Center. And this was a holiday concert. And they continued just to do an amazing job of high quality, high entertainment.
Steve, can you kind of give us a thought process of this year's schedule of events?
Sure. We typically, when you say thought process, I'm assuming you mean just the balance. We don't have...
Yeah, how you pull it together.
Right. We're not a Broadway series. We're not a dance series. We're not a jazz series. We really try to find a balance of the different types of arts. And it's not always the same every year. In fact, I hope it's different enough where the audience recognizes that their experience will be high quality, the performance will be high quality, and they might discover something new. So we actually created a Tastemaker series this year.
Right.
And that has lesser known artists maybe, but they're fringe. They're not alternative or avant-garde, but they're different. And a couple of examples were Russian Renaissance, and they were a classical folk group from Russia playing balalaikas and other traditional Russian instruments. And they won in a major classical music award at the University of Michigan this past year or 2 years ago. they're just at the top of their game, and they were so connected with the audience, and it was so new and fresh. And I like to think of it as fresh because it's new to you, and it's got that feeling of, wow, I have an experience. It's like when you bite into a piece of fruit that's right. just amazing. You're like, wow, that's great.
How have I missed this?
Exactly. So that was one. We had Hawktail, which was a group about including one of the members of the Punch Brothers. We have Shakura Saida, who's a blues artist who's going to be coming. She's Canadian and Swiss. So in Finding Neverland, the Chieftains, I mean, we really try to find a balance.
It's very broad.
Yes.
It's very broad. You can't pigeonhole what you're going to see, which is another reason why you absolutely want to have a season series ticket.
Absolutely.
Because you just are going to be exposed to so many different things in an absolute perfect venue. So yeah. There's my little two cents for it.
That was awesome.
So I think, if I'm not mistaken, you want to break some news here today?
Yeah, we are so excited that in May, we are bringing the return of Alison Krauss.
Ooh.
All right.
So that, and she was phenomenal and successful when we had her, I think it was in 2012. And we've been trying to get her back, and she just hasn't been in this area. So we finally got a call saying she wants to come back and play the Norton Center. And we were like, yes, that's great.
That's
so
going to be a great show.
Yeah.
And what's the date on that?
That is on May 6th.
So everybody mark your calendar,
that's
May 6th.
Right.
And, get another opportunity to see our hometown gal, right?
Don't forget Absolutely. About your pal Skip for tickets, okay? Now, speaking of that, how can people get tickets to the Norton Center?
So it's pretty easy. If you want, you can go online to nortoncenter.com and buy tickets online and pick your own seats or have us pick them for you electronically through whatever algorithms the world creates these days. Or you can certainly call us at 877-HIT-SHOW. And we can help you select your seats and whatever amenities that you need. We'll also ask you, if you purchase three or more, you're going to start saving. So we have subscriptions, and 3 to 6 save 10%, 6 to 9 save 20%, and if you buy 10 or more, you'll be saving 25%.
Which is the best deal of all.
Absolutely.
And the most eclectic group of things to be experienced.
That's
there.
Right.
Well, before we get away, you've told us a few of the big names that have been there. Tell us what your favorites have been over the years.
Well, you know, and it's actually kind of funny because with Alison coming, and she certainly was one of my favorite concerts since I've been here, we've had other artists who have been here multiple times who also have collaborated with Alison Krauss. And I thought that was really cool. Dolly Parton, the two of them have collaborated. Mm-hmm. Yo-Yo Ma, the two of them have collaborated.
Right.
Willie Nelson she went on tour with Willie last summer.
Didn't she do some things twice. With Vince Gill as well?
And Vince Gill, and Vince has been here twice.
That so. Vince's show was amazing, yes. Over there, by the way. Yeah, that was really fun.
Yeah, so I have those have really stood out. Foreigner really stood out for me, and not just for their amazing performance, but they came to us and said, we want to include a local choir to sing I Want to Know What Love Is.
I'll tell you a story. When I lived in Albany, Georgia, mm-hmm. Foreigner approached the Civic Center down there, and they were going on their world tour, and it was for that album. And Albany College, their choir got to practice with them for a month.
Oh, wow.
And sang on stage, and it was awesome. So apparently they're still doing that.
Yes. And that, what a great – and actually they created a foundation in the school, and I want to say that this was Garrett County that was selected. They all submitted videos, YouTube videos, and Foreigner chose which group, and they
so Foreigner got to choose,
yeah.
Not you.
No, that's right. And I'm glad
cool
for that.
Because, yeah,
you know,
no kidding.
I'd choose everybody.
Here's 150,000 people in a choir.
Right,
well,
exactly.
not that you care, but having been going for many, many, many years to have events at the Norton Center. My favorite of all time was the Vienna Choir with Dudamel. That seemed like the biggest superstar that had ever come to Central Kentucky. For if you're into that sort of thing, it was amazing.
It was an event.
Yeah,
I mean, it was
truly a big time event.
That's
very,
right.
Very big. Well, see, anything else you'd like to add before we have to get away?
Well, I do want to point out that on February 15th we have the Chieftains coming, and this is their Irish goodbye tour. So we think that this might be the last time the Chieftains is going to be touring, especially with Paddy O'Malley. Maloney. Finding Neverland is going to be here February 19th. What a great Broadway family fun show. And on May 10th, on Mother's Day, we have the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, and it's a Mozart program. This is one to bring your mom, bring your wife, bring your parents.
Do you know who'll be conducting? I don't know either. So, okay. So we're good there.
I think it's you, Alan.
Yeah, I don't. Well, it could be.
No.
You know, I always fashion myself that way. That's
right. You had to put me on the spot, but it is Louis Landre.
There you go. Okay.
So
thank you.
That's going to be a phenomenal concert. And we are so pleased to partner with another local regional talented group and bring them to Danville and to Central Kentucky.
Steve, this has been great. We appreciate you so much coming over and having this conversation with us. Skip, you were right. This is one of the more fun ones we've been able to do.
Good.
And I want to commend you guys for the phone number, 1-877-HIT-SHOW. I've been here for almost 30 years, and I remember it from the first day.
Oh, wow.
Thank you for
That's
coming
great.
Out.
Well, thank
great
you.
To meet you. This has been the Featured Business of the Week, a service of LM Communications Radio Group. Our guest, Steve Hoffman, Executive Director for Norton Center for the Arts. Join us next time on the Featured Business of the Week.